As part of my Papanchan, the last sit, and having read this, it looks like it, I started contemplating my Papanchan, and I noticed something. The Buddha said, Vedana is either pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, usually called neutral. Well, I noticed that being caught in Papanchan is not exactly pleasant, but it's not unpleasant either, except when I catch it and then chastise myself for it. But what it feels like is comfortable, that is familiar, unthreatening. Would a better way to shorten neither pleasant nor unpleasant be comfortable rather than neutral? I think one of the things is, I mean, there are different ways that it manifests, but it's also, what's interesting is the result of feeling, in the sense that, and which ties into that, so that the, say, a pleasant feeling tends to result in desire, in the desire mind being stimulated. Whereas an unpleasant feeling tends to incline the mind more to aversion, negativity. But they say they neither pleasant nor unpleasant or neutral tends to incline the mind to delusion more. So it's just not seeing things so clearly. So and sometimes not seeing things clearly might be sort of comfortable, but it's still delusion. Okay. I'm so blessed and feel so honored to have been here this retreat, to know you all, to receive and be guided by your teachings. Thank you. Deep, deep bows to you all. And then there was a pointing to the back of this page, which was written on the back, no gimmicks, no hassles, no worries. Which, I mean, it's from, that's already written there. She just circled and arrowed it. There's the Dhamma. But it does also say no maintenance, and there's lots of maintenance.